Welcome to the Skeptic's Guide to Emergency Medicine. Meet 'em, greet 'em, treat 'em, and street 'em. Today's date is December 25th, 2017, and I am your skeptical host, Ken Milne. The title of today's podcast is Every Day I Write the Book, SGEM Season Number 3. Happy holidays to all the SGEMers out there. This is a gift from me to you to say thank you for all the support and encouragement over the last few years. There are now close to 35,000 subscribers, and the SGEM is translated into 4 languages. Who would have thought back in 2012 that an emergency medicine physician from Canada could reach so many people around the world? The goal of the SGEM continues to be to cut that knowledge translation window down from over 10 years to less than 1 year. It does this by doing a structured critical review of a recent publication and then disseminates the information using the power of social media. We want patients to get the best care based on the best evidence. The SGEM strives to make the information accessible with the right balance of education and entertainment. This means 80s theme music, my attempts to sing, and cheesy jokes blended in with nerdy bits of methodology. This is an all-out effort to make you better at critical appraisal and remember the information. This knowledge translation project continues to be part of the Free Open Access to Medical Education movement, or FOMED. I strongly believe we should share our intellectual capital and sweat equity and efforts with everyone around the world with no paywalls. In keeping with that philosophy, here is season number 3 of the SGEM summarized into a PDF book. All the episodes reformatted to be downloaded and shared. There is even a chapter listing all the theme music. And no, I do not pick the music first. I pick the paper first. And then I reach out to that large, rich, and excellent catalog from the 80s. And the talented artists that create the music. This gift from me to you is meant to be shared, and you can even re-gift it with anyone else interested in providing excellent emergency care. The SGEM would not be so successful if it were not for some very special people. It would be impossible, of course, to list everyone, but I'm going to mention just a few. How many? Oh, that's right. 5. The first person, right off the top, Andrew Worster from McMaster University, the founder of Beam and my EBM mentor, who taught me It All Depends. Richard Bucata, for inviting me to the big leagues of EMA and the opportunity to teach with the amazing emergency medicine and acute care faculty. Jerry Hoffman, who made me into the skeptic I am today. Anthony Crocco from Sketchy EBM, who taught me to be a better presenter and is a pediatric emergency medicine superhero. And finally, Chris Carpenter, who is the smartest guy I know, a tireless supporter of the SGEM, and my best friend. Then there are all the wonderful guest skeptics who have contributed to the project. We can all agree that the SGEM is much better with their wisdom and voices added to the show. Thank you so much for helping me critically appraise the papers, record the episodes, and get high-quality, clinically relevant information to the patient's bedside. And most importantly, I'd like to thank all the SGEMers out there. I can't tell you how much it means to me to have an audience of people committed to providing patients with great care in their time of needs. Yes, I'm talking to you listening to this podcast. You are so vital to the success of the SGEM. Pat yourself on the back. No, seriously, pat yourself on the back. Sure, people may look at you funny, but take a moment to recognize what an important role you play in so many people's lives. Everyone on the team, from the pre-hospital setting to the ED, inpatients, ICU, and primary care providers, patients deserve excellent care from the moment they reach out for emergency help, during their acute care, and all the way to their follow-up outpatient management. We should all be striving to have an NNT of 1, a number needed to treat to help one person. Every single patient is an opportunity to help, and it's a privilege to be involved in their life and sometimes their death. I would like to give a shout out to Mr. David Kepix. David is a fourth-year medical student at the University of Toronto. David is responsible for doing the editing of SGEM season number 3. He did this because he has a strong belief in the enormous impact of FOMED in the field of emergency medicine. He aspires to use future FOMED projects to focus on health education, projects for clinicians, students, and communities. Thanks again, David. So thank you once again for listening. Download the SGEM season number 3, share the book via your social media, and, you know, if you could do something for me in return, that would be excellent. Please write a review on iTunes, like the SGEM on Facebook, and follow the SGEM on Twitter. I have one more special episode planned for the end of the year, but until next week, remember to be skeptical of anything you learn, even if you heard it on the Skeptic's Guide to Emergency Medicine.